Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Urbis Partners. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
Today on the show, we're talking about, are you looking to buy a property or invest? Now, buying a property to live in is such a different mindset to buying a property to invest. And I think this entire show really is about helping you guys move your mindset from being a home buyer to an investor. And we kind of call this home buyer mindset and investor mindset. Now, an investment property, when you think about it, you've got to view it as a means to make money and build wealth. And I think you really need to banish a lot of the things that you learn when you are thinking about buying a home for yourself. It's really important to be able to have those terms, home buyer mindset, investor mindset, so you can just think about which camp am I falling into at each time, because those decisions are really going to guide you about how you spend your money. Now, often a lot of people listening to this show, sometimes your only experience of purchasing a property is going to be buying or looking at a home to live in. And the risk with investing in property is that we default to that home buyer mindset and therefore make a lower quality business decision, a lower quality investment decision. And I was actually speaking with an investor recently, and I think they were talking about, okay, I'm looking at a property and it's currently got blinds, but maybe I don't like this because maybe properties need to have curtains rather than blinds.
That's what someone said.
And I said, well, are you looking to buy a property or are you looking to invest? Because if you're looking to just buy a property, that's when you can start to look at curtains versus blinds. If you're looking to invest, we've got to think about some different things. Now, that doesn't mean that curtains and blinds never come into it. You never think about them. But it's just about, well, where do we think about them and what's the lens we look through? So let's dig into this. Andrew, what happens if I'm looking to buy a house? I'm looking with a homeowner mindset. What are my priorities?
So a home buyer thinks about things like school zones, or how close is the property to shops or public transport? And specifically, usually shops that the homeowner likes. So if there's a cafe down the road, if there's a mall down the road, how big the backyard is another really big common one. How big the deck is. More lifestyle type decisions. And this often comes because, you know, we bought a house to live in at some stage in our life, or most of us did. And these are the kind of things that we think about. And then we think, oh, well, tenants will want that. So therefore, we should be applying the same mentality.
It's quite funny, Andrew, not to dig onto you too much, but here we go, because it's one of my favourite activities. I remember we were at one of our client appreciation events, And you got up in Christchurch and you were talking about, oh, Christchurch is a great city. I like flying into Christchurch. And, you know, every time I come back to Christchurch, it just feels like home. And, oh, Christchurch, such a great city. I thought, who the hell cares? That's homeowner mindset. That's not investor mindset. Oh, I better invest there because Andrew Nicholl likes flying home.
Now, I still highly recommend to people to invest in Auckland, and I get so grumpy stuck in your traffic in Auckland.
Now, let's change hats. Let's move to investor mindset. What do we care about?
So an investor mindset is thinking about things like the yield, thinking about what the cash flow is going to look like on that particular property. Is the area going to get good capital growth? Is the location undervalued or overvalued right now? And you've got to focus more on these number side of things before we even think about the property or whether or not we like the location or not. It's always numbers first, then we go, is it a good property? Is it in a decent location, which is going to attract the right type of tenant?
And I'll give you a great example about this. Andrew and I were flying out of Sydney recently, and Andrew gets really grumpy. He's on Facebook, and there are some investors talking about pros and cons of townhouses, right?
Well, someone had asked the question, are townhouses a good investment?
And so when you look at the comments, this is an investor-focused conversation, but there was so much homeowner mindset. I'll give you some examples. Townhouses have a little backyard. Most townhouses have two bedrooms. Now, those are homeowner pros and cons. Now, let me just preface this by saying, you know, here at Opus Partners, we recommend a lot of townhouses. This isn't me telling you that townhouses are always great, because they definitely have their downsides. But the fact that townhouses have a smaller backyard, that can be a con. But that is only a con for a homeowner, right? Because a homeowner cares about whether the backyard is small or not, because they might have kids that run around and those kinds of things. It might be whether they have a personal preference, whether they like big backyards or small backyards. For an investor, they don't care about that. Now, you could care about it if your question was, well, maybe tenants won't like a smaller backyard. Maybe my tenants won't stick around for as long because it's got a smaller backyard. Maybe my tenants have a pet and they really need a fully fenced larger section. Now, that is more how you look at it through an investment lens. But then you'd have to go through and say, well, is that true? Is it true that tenants don't like small backyards and they want big backyards? Well, if you talk to a property manager, depending on where you are in the country, they might say, well, actually, tenants really don't like doing a lot of maintenance on the section. And in fact, if you have a big backyard with lots of trees and hedges, that means that you've got higher maintenance costs as a property investor because that's your responsibility, not the tenant's responsibility. And so then you say, well, actually, if I buy a big backyard, not only does that have an impact on cash flow from the fact that I'm going to have to pay more money for this property and therefore I've got to take out a bigger mortgage, that means higher interest repayments, but then I've also got higher maintenance costs. That's investor mindset. So you can look at the pros and cons of any sort of property, but don't just think about, oh, it's got a big backyard or, oh, it's got a small backyard and I don't like that. It's got to be, what is the impact on cash flow? What is the impact on your tenants? And do you have evidence that the things you're thinking about are actually true, or is that just your personal preference? Is it personal preference or is it evidence-based? Now, if we think about the pros and cons of townhouses, I told you I was going on a rant, Andrew. If I think about the pros and cons of townhouses in homeowner mindset, I'm going to think the pros are, well, it's more energy efficient, and so therefore my power bills might be lower. It's often cheaper, so my mortgage repayments might be lower. If I think about the cons, I'm going to think about, oh, very small backyard. Oh, it's very close to the neighbours. Oh, it's only got two bedrooms and my family needs more. Those are pros and cons, but those are pros and cons for homeowners. From an investor's point of view, what are we going to be thinking about?
Well, the pros are you're probably going to get a higher rent or a better yield based on the purchase price. And often they are cheaper to buy a townhouse than it is to buy a larger section house. And so you might be able to buy more properties by buying townhouses rather than buying houses. So it allows you to diversify more.
And it's very important. The benefit isn't that it's necessarily cheaper, because the con is if you buy a cheaper property, you might get less capital growth. But if it allows you to diversify your property portfolio more, the investment benefit is that you can smooth out the ups and downs of the market because you own several properties around the country.
Now, just to clarify a point there, you mean lower capital growth because it's a lower value asset. So it might be going up at the same rate as something with a bigger backyard, because there's not much evidence to say that having a bigger backyard is going to get you higher capital growth, right?
So what I'm saying there is that, let's say you have the option to buy a $500,000 townhouse or a house with a larger section that's $1 million. Now, from a percentage capital growth point of view, they will likely go up at roughly the same rate. You know, there won't be a huge amount of difference. But if you can buy two $500,000 properties and they're in different parts of the country, well, then you've tapped into two different markets, you've diversified, and therefore the total capital growth that you get will be more stable compared to if you just buy one property that's in a single property market. Let's now come to the investment cons for a townhouse, just so we can really wrap our heads around this.
So townhouses do have a slightly lower capital growth rate than a house, but it is nominal, right?
Well, effectively, what the data shows is your townhouse will increase in value slightly slower than a house. And so that is a con, right? But that is an investment con because it's about money.
Correct. Now, the other con is probably that because there aren't more townhouses, there's competition for tenants when you've got neighbouring properties for rent as well.
Yeah, and so it's important that whether it's a townhouse or a house or an apartment or whatever you're looking at, there are very clear differences between homeowner mindset and investor mindset. Now, most people, when they're looking at properties, even if they've invested before, are still looking for a house, not an investment, right? And when you are thinking, am I in homeowner mindset or am I in investment mindset? You will know you are investment mindset when everything ties back to money, when everything ties back to yield, cash flow, risk, or the ability to get and retain a tenant. That is how you know you're in a homeowner or investor mindset.
And look, whenever you're thinking about something to do with bricks and mortar, it's natural to start getting a bit emotional and thinking about the emotive factors of buying a property, but you need to always bring it back to the investment criteria. Now, I'll give you another example. Say the property's on a main road. A home buyer mindset might say, oh, look, I don't like it because it's too noisy or there might be a lot of traffic. Now, could the fact that it's on a main road impact the property as an investment? Maybe, but the investor mindset says, maybe it'll be harder to find a tenant and I'll have to accept a lower rent. But then you've got to actually look for evidence. So if you've got a rental appraisal, maybe the property manager has actually factored in the fact that this property is on a main road. And do the property managers actually find that it makes a difference at all? Again, I find that sometimes property managers might go, oh, it's on a busy road. That might be a negative. They put something up for rent and they get a whole lot of applicants. Or could this actually be a benefit for the tenant that's on a main road? It's close to everything. There's a bus stop just down the road. And also, as an investor, am I going to get a better price for this property than if it wasn't on a main road? So then that needs to be considered as well.
And I think what we're getting at is there's a couple of factors in there. Because if you've got a lower price on the property because it's on a main road, then you're like, okay, well, maybe I will get less rent and I've got to drop it a bit to get a tenant, but maybe I'm totally better off because I'm paying a better price. These are all of the different factors that you've got to play it, rather than just point at something and say, well, that's bad. Well, that might be bad, but are you getting a better deal at the end?
And just to be clear, main roads aren't necessarily a bad thing. This is just something that I hear all the time. And people get stuck in that buyer's mindset of thinking everything's got to be perfect. Everything's got to be how I would want it to be if I were living there.
And I suppose, like, what's this conversation about, Andrew? It's about how do I make a high quality investment decision? How do I make a high quality business decision? And I think we've got to remember that not everybody is like us. Not everybody thinks like us. So if we go and approach buying a property in our home buyer mindset, well, we're only ever going to attract a tenant who is exactly like us. But if we recognize that, hey, I might like to live in a house that's got bright pink walls and is decorated with floral wallpaper, but most people don't like that. So if I buy something that I like next to the shops that I like, I'm fully prepared that that is not going to appeal to a broader mass market. And I'm buying this property to achieve my investment goals, not to buy a property that I want. I'm looking for an investment rather than necessarily a house or a property. Now, we said before that it still needs to be a good property though. So let's say that we're in our investor mindset, but I'm still looking for a good property. What does that actually mean? What do we mean by good property?
Well, you want to be buying something that's not going to have a whole lot of maintenance, because, you know, having some of these major maintenance bills is going to really impact your cash flow. And you want your property to not fall over. You want it to be stable. So, because of course that's going to have an impact on your resale value in 20 years' time. One of the key things in my mind is you want to make sure that it's not too expensive, because that's going to max out your ability to borrow. It's going to have a major limitation on your ability to diversify. You want to be able to expand your portfolio just to smooth out the ups and downs of the different markets, particularly if you're buying for the long term and, you know, you might get to later on in life and want to guarantee that at least one of your properties of your five across the country is at the optimum time to be able to sell it. You can't do that if you're just buying one property that's perfect.
And what's important here is all of these things you've just talked about are again tied back to an investment decision. And I know a lot of people have been listening to the show for the last almost 5 years that we've been going now. You might be totally across this, but one of the things that I see that stops property investors from growing the sort of portfolio that they want to of 3, 4, 5 properties or more is they get caught in homeowner mindset. So they start buying a property, then they overthink it, they drop out and they think, oh, I'm not sure about the road. Oh, I'm not sure if the color. Oh, I'm not sure if the layout. Well, all of those things could be important, but what is the investment reason for raising that as an issue? Is it going to stop you from getting a tenant? If that's what the concern is, talk to a property manager to validate that that is true. This is exactly how a business owner goes about growing their business. They don't say, okay, I'm in the car business and I love creating pink cars and I like pink cars, so I'm going to go and make pink cars. They're going to do a survey. They're going to understand, well, what sort of cars do people want to drive? What sort of features should that car have? They're going to talk to industry experts to understand what sort of cars can be made profitably and which ones are great cars, but actually you can't build them profitably. These are the things that we have to think about, because we need to be in that business owner mindset when we are buying properties, not in that, okay, I'm going shopping for properties. I'm looking for a property I like, because that doesn't matter. Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Property Academy podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you've got something that you'd like us to talk about on the show, send me an email, ed@opuspartners.co.nz. It'd be great to hear from you. Thanks Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Knuckle.
We're going to be back here tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you the most out of the use of the property market. Until next time.